Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. As always, you can find all of our Penn State football podcasts, all of our content on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download the app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. There you can get all of our content streaming as well, but you can also ask your questions for Ask Ross. So they will be coming up in quarter number three. We got a full hour of Penn State football for you. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Andy Shea, joining me in the studio, as always, to kick off the show. Except when he's not here and on assignment, is Bob Flounders. He's Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Bobby, how was your holiday? Happy 4th of July. I hope everyone had a great holiday. Bob, how was your July 4th?
It was good. It was good. I'm just enjoying this heat index of 105 for the last couple of days. I know everyone else is as well.
I played golf and teed off at 11:30 on the holiday on July 4th. It was warm. It was warm. The other member of our on-air team regularly, Mr. Ross Tucker. He is Ross the Boss. He will join us in a bit and do the final three segments of the show with us. Just to let you know what we got coming up, we're going to have some news and notes in quarter number one. We got a special guest in studio, so hang with us for a minute. Quarter two is Tucker's Tape. We're going to go over the latest Penn State recruits. That is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They are your questions and his answers. Ask Ross, brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. That'll power quarter three. And to wrap up our show this week, we'll go in-depth on the final third of Penn State's 2018 schedule. But first, we got a special guest before we get to some news notes, Bob. It's Kevin Wilson. He's the district manager for Eastern PA for Labatt. And Labatt Blue is now a sponsor of the Keystone Sports Network. Kevin's a Penn State fan, also a Flyers fan. That's just one thing.
Kevin, do you need my home address for any? If you guys want to have any samples, just taste test it.
We're gonna auto ship.
Live very far from here. If you need my address, I will be happy to give it to you off the air.
So, Kevin, thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a sponsor of our show and becoming part of us. Not only are they going to be a sponsor of our show, but you, our listeners. Can you share with us what you have coming up for them as part of the Keystone Sports Network?
Absolutely. And really, this was, you know, when Jim brought us on as a sponsor, I'm sure he was excited because now we're paying the bills too. But I think we were more excited because here's the deal. Like, I'm one of you. I am a Penn State alum. I am a Penn State season ticket holder. I'm in a group chat every day where we discuss nothing but Penn State football. We announce our children's births with a "We Are Better" to each other. That's how intense I am. So to be able to partner with you guys and be part of the Penn State family with our brand is awesome. So we're doing some cool stuff this year. We're going to have a chance for listeners of this show and drinkers of Labatt Blue to win two tickets to each and every Penn State home game this season. So we'll give you some details about that pretty soon.
We need to prop that every single show we do from
maybe
that.
Not so much the Kent State game, but there's some great. That's a great home schedule.
It is a fantastic home schedule. It is a fan. So Kevin brought in some daddy sodas for Ross. We had to say that so that Ross could get his daddy soda, a Flyer shirt for me. And happy birthday, sir. I understand you had a birthday past week.
I turned 37 on Tuesday. So, you know, getting up there, hitting our 40s, but it is what it is.
So hang with us. We're going to talk Penn State football for the next hour. You want to hang around with us?
Absolutely.
See how we do?
Absolutely.
Maybe ask a question for Ask Ross. I'm going to put you on the spot. So
we can make that happen.
So be brewing one up. So let's get to some news and notes, Bob. How about it? What's that?
I see what you did. Brewing.
You like that. Thank you. I'll take a bow. Thank you. Let's get to some news and notes. There's no other place to start. Penn State added the 11th member to its 2019 recruiting class. It is 10th and 11th, excuse me. The 11th was John Dunmore. He announced on July 4th, wide receiver from Hollywood, Florida. And earlier over the weekend, Lance Dixon, the stud linebacker from Michigan, announced that he was a Penn State verbal declaration. So Penn State's recruiting class is now at 11.
Yeah, so just...
What's the story there for you?
Well, first of all, Dunmore to me is the story, but I just wanted to say about Dixon, four-star linebacker. Yes, please. But Penn State's done very well. The guys they get out of Michigan, they've had some success with some really good players. Tim Shaw, I think everyone knows who Tim Shaw is. Remember the 04-05 team, a linebacker dealing with some very tough issues now. A Michigan linebacker running back. Allen Robinson came out of Michigan. Rob Bolden came from Michigan, but that's not necessarily a great thing. Anthony Zettel is from Michigan. I think Donovan Johnson, I believe, is also from Michigan. So usually when they go into Michigan, also Spice Adams, Anthony Adams, is another Michigan guy. So it's whenever they go into Michigan, usually the results are good. So and the fact that it's a position need is significant, Ashe. But to me, the story is the four-star wideout. I know they don't necessarily need wideouts, but it's important to note the geography. They're into Florida officially. This is yep. Jaywan Sider. This is his guy. So this recruit, I think, will kind of forever be linked to him because it's really
his first one,
the first big name yep. he's pulled out of Florida. I'm sure James Franklin is smiling. But the reason it's significant is, you know, that Penn State's had some good players under Franklin from the South. Christian Campbell, you know, Torrance Brown is on the team now, is from the South. Amani Arawari is from Florida, but well those done. Guys were really more when he was at Vanderbilt. You know what I mean? They kind of followed him a little bit when he went to Penn State. This is him at Penn State now, pulling four stars out of Florida. He's got some guys, I think, from Texas as well. So I really think this is a significant recruit if you consider all that's in play. It also and the fact that Sider was involved, I think it's very important.
Yeah, in terms of this recruit, yeah, the kids got some talent. He's a very talented wide receiver, but it's all the other spokes off the wheel that matter more in this and in Dunmore's recruiting that mean it. But it bumps Penn State up inside right around 15 nationally, and they still have a lot of irons in
the
fire.
Not that James Franklin ever keeps score on the recruiting rankings. It's like the first thing he mentions at every press conference before he even takes questions. But yeah,
I was about to say shortly after he was hired, he was finishing putting together his first recruiting class, which was a short recruiting class.
Right.
And then he turns around and he has his press conference after. The first thing he does is announce the number. So you knew right away that the number mattered. So you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. It's quarter number one. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio, as always, is Bob Flounders. We also have Kevin Wilson in, the district manager of Eastern PA for Labatt Blue, new sponsor to the Keystone Sports Network. We're doing some news and notes. Let's talk about CJ Holmes, the Notre Dame running back. He got into some trouble. He was a four-star recruit in the 2017 class from Connecticut, top 250 overall, top 20 running back. He is now enrolled after Penn State, after Notre Dame kicked him off the team. He had shoplifting charges that have since been dropped. He completed the diversion program after he was charged with shoplifting. So he is enrolled in school at Penn State. He has to sit out the 2018 season, but he still has 3 years of eligibility back left. Not that Penn State has any real glaring holes at the running back position, but to get a four-star transfer in, what are your thoughts, Bob?
Well, I mean, by the time he's eligible, if Miles Sanders has a big year, I'm sure he will be tempted to leave school early. I mean, he's a running back.
Right.
I mean, if he has a big year, he'll be draft eligible. And why wait? I mean, they have a successful year. Why risk injury when you can play in the NFL and maybe go, you know, someplace in the draft? But after that, so who are you really talking about at running? They have some guys they really like, but this is a nice, this is playing with house money. I hate to say it.
I agree with you.
I mean, why not? If James and his staff are sold on the kid and believe that he deserves a second chance, and there were probably some factors that went into play at Notre Dame and that, you know, are being overlooked, and they feel like he's a good kid and a good fit, I mean, why not? Give him a shot. And Penn State's had some good running backs play that weren't really necessarily the guys that were expected to be good. Evan Royster wasn't expected to play to become the all-time leading rusher. Rodney Kinlaw ran for 1,300 yards, and he was never really supposed to be the starter. There were some things that happened there. So Zach Zwinek became a 1,000-yard rusher. He began the season in 2012 as like the number six tailback. So you just never know what's going to happen at running back. He's obviously talented, and there's no guarantees that the depth chart that it is right now at Penn State at running back will be the same depth chart in 2019 or 2020.
Here's the interesting thing about Holmes. He's a quote-unquote running back, but he's a better pure athlete than everything. He's one of those players when you look at him and they do recruiting analysis on him and they watch his film, it's hard to figure out where exactly he could play. He's so diversely talented that he could play running back. He could play wide receiver. He could possibly even be a college safety. He's that multi-dimensional in terms of his talent pool, and he's 6 foot, 200 pounds. That's like that, you know, that ideal weight. So he's a pure athlete, and they can do whatever they want. The thing about you said about house money, when you think about Penn State in the, as they moved into the 18 and now they're into the 19 class, they're still missing on guys. But if you go back before the 18 class, when they missed, it was as big a deal a miss as the guys that they got. But now it doesn't matter to a degree, it seems, anymore when they don't get a guy that was on their target list. Do you feel the same way that they're getting so many hits that when they do kind of miss or something, or that they're kind of playing with house money, that it doesn't really have that much of an impact
anymore?
Yeah,
the depth is good enough that they can survive some misses and it doesn't affect them for the next 2 years.
Right.
I mean, they missed on some offensive linemen, you know, in before James got there and when he got there, and they paid the price,
yes,
you know, in 15, and I would argue even a little bit early on in 16. Now I think offensive line is not nearly the worry that it was. I don't think it'll ever be a big worry. They've just replenished the linebacker position. I mean, so yeah.
It's not experience, but man, there's
they can afford to miss a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe, who knows, maybe this guy can add 45 pounds and play tight end. I'm just saying.
By the way, speaking of tight ends, I was at Live for Life on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
I was there.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk to Dwight Gault?
I did.
Okay.
I talked to Dwight Gault.
I also
chatted with several of the players and several guys, and was walking around on the field because I was allowed to. John Holland is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That I can – he appears to be healthy. Bigger and stronger. I know you're very worried about the tight end position, but he looked good. But you know what? I mean, you can ask me whatever you want, but you know what stood out to me was the offensive lineman.
Good.
You know why? Because every time in the last three, maybe 4 years, I always look at the offensive lineman and I thought, man, they're okay, but they don't look the part.
These guys look like they could play at Iowa or Wisconsin. Are we getting to that point?
They do.
That's
like
a good
Connor
sign.
McGovern. I've seen Connor McGovern for 3 years now every summer. This is a different looking Connor McGovern.
Good.
Like big, big. And Ryan Bates is even skinnier through the middle and bigger up top. And you know who stood out more to me than anybody? Michael Mennett.
Uh-oh.
Michael Mennett, like when he had his tight shirt on and his tight t-shirt, Michael Mennett looks a lot different than I've ever seen Michael Mennett look.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's. I don't want to say it's now or never, but if they don't take a step forward this year, you just wonder if it's ever going to happen. I think it will happen. They're deeper, and who knows how the starting five is going to play out. I just think it's a fascinating time to watch this Penn State offensive line, considering what we've seen, not necessarily last year, but earlier.
All right, that'll do it for news and notes. Tucker's Tape's coming up. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.